and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. Show is brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your pets than with the special treat. And VitaCraft has Lickin' Lap. And it's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Good pets foods, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. Enter promo code PETS in the promo box for 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, SCOE10X is back on the show, and I'm so happy about it because I know and I can say 100%. This is an odor eliminator that actually works. Get it at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Workman Publishing, HashidBookGroup.com. If you want to order a calendar for 2026, check out their website. And don't forget, join me in Italy with Colette Tours at 800-581-8942, booking number 1382-009. This is Talkin' Pets. Come on, girl, do your share impersonation.
Me?
Sometimes. Well, you can turn back time today, actually tomorrow. So at 2 a.m. in the morning tonight, which is actually tomorrow, turn your clock back 1 hour. So you get an extra hour of sleep, you get an extra hour of drinking, you get an extra hour of everything. So, but is that a good
chores,
thing?
Chores, an extra hour of chores. Wait, no, tomorrow is Monday. No, tomorrow's Sunday. Extra hour of chores. There you go.
Of yeah. Chores?
Chores.
Oh, chores. No, not really. Unless you get up like really early, but if you're going to sleep
if your
in.
Your natural clock wakes you up at the same time that you normally wake up.
Well, that's true, I guess. But the thing is that that's the one thing I don't like about this time is that when I want to do yard stuff, it gets dark too soon.
Yeah.
So it's like I can't get everything done. So I like when we go the other way because then I could stay out and stay out much, you know.
Yeah.
Much longer. Takes a lot to cut the grass, pull weeds, and trim trees and all the other stuff.
It does.
Remember, I work in radio. I don't have somebody that does that for me. I got to do everything myself. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. But if you're going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
way to see him. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor is always so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. It always makes it to my seat, roof time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week weekend are Jasmine.
Coming in at number one, Chainsaw Man, the movie. Res Arc grossed $18 million. The weekend gross was $18 million. Total gross was $25 million, and it's only been out for 1 week.
Well, that's not those movies like that. Those anime movies and stuff—they're making a lot of money.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
I haven't screened them though.
Okay, coming in at number two was Regretting You. The weekend gross was $14 million. Total gross $19 million. It's been out a week.
I would say it's pretty close to a Hallmark movie.
Okay. Did you like it?
I didn't hate it, but I thought it was a little
bit... It was like a rom-com?
Yeah. Well, yes and no.
More like a Lifetime movie.
Basically, it's a long story. It's kind of twisted.
Oh boy.
It deals with two different marriages when someone from one marriage and the other marriage were actually cheating on the other people.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay.
So
coming in at number three was Black Phone 2, and the weekend gross was $13 million. Total gross $53 million.
I didn't see that one.
No?
No.
I haven't heard of that. It looks crazy. It looks like something I wouldn't watch. It looks scary.
I like scary, but...
I know.
Wait, that was Black Phone 2?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did see that one. I screened it, actually.
Oh, okay.
And you're right. It is scary. And you know what's weird? Is that the guy that stars in Black Phone 2, Mason Thames, is the same guy that stars in Regretting You.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's got two movies out in the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, let's see. Number four was Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
It's getting a lot of Oscar buzz, but I haven't met anybody yet. I didn't get to screen it, and I haven't met anybody, so I can't really say too much about it.
The weekend gross for that one was $8.9 million.
Not a big amount.
Total gross, $12 million. It's been out a week.
And number five?
Number five was Tron, Eris. Weekend gross, $4.9 million. Total gross, $64 million.
I didn't screen that one either, but...
Is that anime as well?
I never saw the first one. No, it's not. I never even saw the first one, but I may watch it, you know, when it's streamable, but I don't know. We'll see. But also, I did a review on my movie, on the movie that I was in, called Velvet Hammer. So if you want to read the review that I wrote, and yes, I was very pleasing to it, but I thought it was great. you can read it at talkinpets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N, pets.com, no G in the talkin', and just click on movie reviews, and you can read the review that I put on there about Velvet Hammer. Also, it's on Facebook as well. And if you're not part of our Facebook family, please join at Talkin' Pets Radio. Remember, no G in the talkin'. So at Talkin' Pets Radio, and you can become part of our family there on Facebook, X, and also Instagram. So join us. But right now, we want to hear from you at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, 818-818-6401. So, Jazz, what's new in the training world? Anything happen that's kind of on the bizarre side?
No, not recently. And now that I say that, it will.
Something will happen.
Exactly.
But you like to do more individual training, right?
Yeah, I specialize in individual training. I go to my clients, meet them at their home, and work with their dogs. I meet them in stores, parks, things like that. I don't do group classes.
So do you find that individual is better for the average dog than a group class?
I prefer it because when I was doing group classes, people kept having issues that I wasn't able to address because I wasn't in their home environment. And those wound up being major issues sometimes where I was rehoming dogs for people because they, you know, needed more help than what I could give them in a group class setting.
Well, pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. We want to talk to you about your pets, be it a dog, a cat, whatever you may have. We're open to your training and your behavior questions, your comments and your stories at 818 818-6401. That's not my phone, and that's not me. That's some other guy in the board. So, just so you know. But, once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
It's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
There you go.
Same wavelength.
Yeah. 818-6401. You're listening to Talking Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx Medical Advisor Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone.
There you go.
It grows in bunches.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
And we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. We're going to go to San Francisco. Is that where we're going?
Oh, yes. Sorry. We have a caller. David from San Francisco has a question for us.
Hi, David.
Hey, greetings. Yeah, I learned about a month ago that that agriculture in Texas is going to be used with fracking water. And I'm just concerned about whether they're probably dog and cat food, all sorts of different products that are made in Texas, you know, pet foods made in Texas. And I'm just wondering, have you heard of this? And is there a reason to suspect or even boycott, you know, pet foods coming out of Texas?
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I mean, I'm familiar with fracking. I'm from Pennsylvania, and there's a lot of that goes on up there. Actually, it goes on right down the street from my brother Ed's house. They frack a lot of the land there, and a lot of people have been against it. So that's kind of a mixed political breed right there. But with the water that, well, any kind of food company out there, whether it's human or whether it's animal even, they're supposed to be testing. Everything is monitored. They have governmental rules that, you know, certain things have to be checked. They are a little lax with animal food because it's not human food. So I don't know how much they stick to the rule, you might say, but I don't think I would point the finger at Texas because of that. In terms of fracking, I'm sure you know a lot of people think that's kind of disturbing the land that we walk on, you might say, and could cause a lot of problems. But the water, too, I mean, you know, it's funny you bring that up, though, too, because there was a story we did recently where they just discovered that there's fresh water underneath the oceans. And they're thinking about if they have to tap into that fresh water, they're going to drill into the oceans to grab that fresh water. But humans always make a mistake. And what happens if that water comes in? It's going to kill a lot of marine life because it's going to mix that water.
Right.
So it's the same thing with what we're doing with fracking. You know, it all depends on what elements and what chemicals are in that water. And if it is usable for anything that's making dog food or cat food or any kind of food. So the government's supposed to be keeping an eye on that, but you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Well, and down in, I listen to a lot of different Texas radio stations, and in Midland, which is not only cattle country, but it's also fracking country, the cattlemen are furious at the frackers because they're already getting tainted water, and they, you know, feeding the cattle with tainted water is not a good thing.
No.
So, and that was showing up 10 years ago.
But see, there's a difference there because that water is not being used for something to go out on the market and to be sold and put a price tag on it. That water is basically being fed to the cattle. So there's nobody monitoring that water other than maybe the ranchers or their owners themselves. So until people speak up, that might be, you know.
That's indirectly going into us, though.
It is. And that's the sad part.
That's a
You're
problem.
Right. It really is.
Well, and as that goes, they were already noticing that the cattle were coming in underweight, that they were ending up with more sicknesses and, you know, various issues. And the thing about fracking, there is no common chemical to fracking. If you're familiar with how it works, you've got different strata under the earth, different minerals in all of those different strata, and then they drill through it and they basically try to melt the rocks deep in the earth in order to create a gas, and then they sell that gas as fuel.
Right.
Well, the issue is that if you've got, you know, quartz rock, or if you've got limestone, or if you've got this or that kind of rock, this or that kind of strata, you're going to have different chemicals with this fracking water. And so you there's no commonality to it. And the state of Texas is so massive you know, what is it, one-third of the lower 48 states is Texas. And they're basically forcing America to eat fracking product. And, you know, if you're someone that have got racehorses, if you've got, you know, a stable of horses that just for home pleasure or something, and you're buying hay or alfalfa out of Texas, you don't know what you're going to get. But I'm thinking about, you know, in terms of dog and cat food, are there manufacturers that have got plants in Texas that we ought to keep an eye out for?
You could probably look a list of those companies up, honestly.
Yeah, and the other thing on that, though, you bring up a good point, and I think a lot of people need to, on an environmental level, I mean, we're destroying the planet that we live on anyway, and, mm-hmm. and not to go on the soapbox, but it is very true. And you bring up a good point that needs to be looked into by people that are in those positions to actually do so. If it's not being done, that's where somebody needs to bring it up to their attention. And honestly, by mentioning it here on the radio show, it does open up Pandora's box a little bit because people are listening all around the country. So if, and especially in Texas, there might be somebody listening in Texas right now that is like, I need to check up on that. So, you know, making the point of it, you know, I do like comments like this and everything else because of the fact that it does make people aware that there's things going on around us that we're not aware of and we need to be.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the quality of life gets diminished but for a cheap buck. And that's the sad part about it is, you know, there's no reason to be using fracking. Well, actually, there's in terms of Texas, I don't know if you're familiar with these pipelines that are coming in from Canada, the XL pipeline and the Keystone pipeline. Most of those are aimed to Texas, and they were going to do the refining in Texas. So I can imagine that, you know, that wouldn't be technically fracking water, but basically they take an ancient swamp in northern Canada, shove this slurry of muck into a pipeline and then push it all the way down to Texas. So they have to add water and add water, otherwise it'll clog up the pipeline. And if I understand right, they have to waste about 48 gallons of water in order to get 1 gallon of gasoline. And so then they end up with 48 times this water down in Texas that they don't know what to do with. So is this just the camel's nose under the tent in order to be able to use pipeline water in agriculture in Texas?
It's interesting. And like I said, the music means we got to go out to a break, oh, David. Sure. But I do appreciate you bringing this up because I like stuff like this. So it makes people aware to second guess or to think about, you know, their environment. And cattle ranchers need to know this if that is a problem. And so thanks again for that call. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Only 3 to 4 weeks old, we emerge from our natal den for our first look outside. Cautious and aware, we sit at the entrance and observe this new moment with pride. As time goes by, we explore the vicinity of our den, but always within sight, for we are most vulnerable to predators like bears, wolverines, and most important, men. As we grow old and stronger, we explore many things. Our distance grows longer, curiosity age brings, but we're hardly alone between our parents and pack. And until we can hunt, a meal is always brought back. Autumn approaches, bringing warm to cool, and breeze to wind, life to its peak. Our hair grows long and our pelts grow sleek. Water holes dry and the forest floor fills with colors. We hunt as a member in pack with our parents and others. Known as mighty and strong, a legend of the woods to both animal and man, we are called wolf, agile, light, and graceful, with keen sense of smell, hearing, and vision, colors of black, white, and tan. We have avoided the hand of man for so many years, but due to his abundance, misunderstanding, and greed, our existence is surrounded by fears. Our vision is as good in darkness as it is in daylight, for due to man's encroachment, we hunt for survival at night. We run at great speeds and travel many miles at a time on loose ground or hardened snow, for it is winter that leaves only survival of the fittest, and vegetation is so low. We are a symbol of wild, the meaning of freedom, left with man's overpopulation and misinformed knowledge to overcome. With hunting, poaching, and trapping throughout our homeland, it's no wonder why we as a species fear the blow of man's hand. Mysterious animals we may be, lurking in shadows of our wilderness, not unlike any species afraid of becoming homeless. We kill to survive, unlike the wanton killers of folklore and popular belief, and it shows on our faces feelings of cruelty, intelligence, curiosity, and grief. We've seen our families die by man's guns and traps. Our numbers were many, but have severely decreased over the years' lapse. We have watched both our young and old pack members struggle to survive snares and traps on the sub-zero tundra in agony, left to strangle, freeze to death, or be shot in the head all by man for control and money. A wolf's relationship to other wolves and our mates are a total life commitment. We have lost our parents and pack due to man's kind mistreatment. We have watched man's weapons kill species and left to die. It is in our nature to hunt and stay alive. Left to die within a hole, stripped of fur and body parts. How could such a vision bring nothing more than tears to the human heart? We stand here now atop a summer's peak, my mate and I, and pray that man may not someday see his future through a wolf's eye.
At the Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka had an unexpected visitor last week. According to the zoo, a wild bear was spotted by staff on October 17th while they were conducting their daily inspection of the Redwood Skywalk. Emergency procedures were implemented in order to safely assess the unusual situation. Fortunately, the wild visitor was amicable, the zoo said. The wild bear did not appear aggressive and was observed interacting with Tul, Isheng, and Kunabuli through their habitat fencing. At no point did the wild bear enter any animal habitats, And after a brief exploration of the environment items around the night house, the bear was safely coaxed back into the woods through a service gate. Adding, overall, he was a polite visitor. He stayed on the boardwalk path, kept 2 feet on the ground, and didn't try to climb over the railings. An inspection of the perimeter fencing separating the zoo from the Sequoia Park was found to be intact and secure. The staff is uncertain how the wild bear accessed the zoo property. The zoo said, "We will continue to monitor the situation. Wild bears and other animals call Sequoia Park home. We remind our guests and responsibly live alongside them by observing wildlife from a distance, staying on marked trails, and always being aware of your surroundings." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Get on up. We're wild and we can't be tamed. And we're turning the floor into a zoo.
You know, this is a song from Zootopia 2 that's coming out.
Okay.
And it's animated and all. And I have to say, and Lexi, too, who's one of the producers here, we both loved Zootopia.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Really good animation.
Okay.
So I actually am excited about this one coming out. I used to love animation. I used to watch it constantly. And then, I don't know, maybe I just got old.
I'm not a fan. I mean, you know, when I had a small child, I would watch things with her, and my kid has grown.
But now you got a grandchild.
I know. That's why
Grandma.
It's like, yeah.
What do you prefer, Nana?
Mimi? Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody. When
so
I
now
said
you're
that,
a Mimi.
When I said that, somebody was like, ooh, I don't like that. It reminds me of the character on Drew Carey. I was like, that's not what I'm going for.
my sister-in-law, Diane, she uses Nana.
Nana. Well, so Nana is my stepmom is all the grandkids, Nana. My grandmother is Grandma. My mom was Granny. My mom was Granny. So, you know, those names are taken. And I was like, I just, yeah, I like Mimi.
That's cool. Whatever works.
And it doesn't sound old to me.
That's even better yet.
Let the games begin.
So we're going to play a little game. And if you can match whatever sound this is to an animal, meaning that if you can name this animal's sound, you're going to be a winner. And you get to pick out certain prizes. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. Those are for cats. From dogs' perspective, you can go with Good Pets Foods, and they have a daily multivitamin. They have a probiotic and then also a hip and joint. You get all three to try. They are supplement treats for dogs. Then we have SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. If you have any kind of odor going on, even if you have mold, this will take it out. It's amazing. And you can only get it at SCOE10X.com on the website. And I'll tell you, this is my favorite, and pretty much everyone on the whole show loves it because we know it works. Also, we've got a Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a keychain, a cow keychain, for your keys, not for the cow. We also have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD, a music CD. It's not killing someone. And we do have Trace Nixon, a new country artist. We have his new CD if you like country music. He's amazing. And we have a calendar, 2026, that we can send out to you if you know what creature makes this sound. What creature makes that sound? If you were paying attention to a story from Jasmine, it may actually give you a hint. So, what creature makes that sound? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, call, and you'll speak with Sydney. She'll put you on the air with us, and we will let you know if you're right or you're wrong. 818-818-6401. Thanks. All I did was give out the phone number. That's what Jasmine thinks of me. I'm doing the show from my bathroom. She's just letting you know. She's controlling the buttons today. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you know what creature makes that sound, and it's not a toilet bowl. That's not the creature. So, what is it? If you know...
The person on the toilet bowl.
It could be. 818-818-6401. You know, I was just reading a story, too, about these creatures that make that sound, and I think it's in Japan.
We have a caller.
In Japan, they're killing tons of them out there.
Oh, no.
It's so sad. Who do we have?
We have Michael from Coos Bay.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hi. I was just listening to the story, and well, there's a story about the zoo, and is it a bear?
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. So you were paying attention to Jasmine's voice. That's good.
Good job.
So, Mike, what do you want to go with? We have things to pick from. Pick something that you haven't won in the last 90 days. We do have the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator. We have the dog treats, the cat treats from Vitacraft. We have a CD. If you like country music, we have Trace Nixon. It's a brand new CD, just came out. We got a calendar for 2026.
Was there a different CD?
We have Gino Sasani. He does different CDs, and he's got a reptile CD. It's all about reptile, but it's a music CD. You want to go with that?
I would like that one. Yes, that sounded really cool.
Cool. You got that one coming out to you. We will ship that out to you, and it's called In Cold Blood. But no, it's not a murder CD. Just so you know, just means that reptiles are cold blooded. So, got to explain that one because the title is kind of a little off.
Yeah.
But
we'll be investigated.
So, Michael, stay on the line and speak with Sydney.
Investigator?
I get it. Ba-dum-bump. That was pretty good, though.
It was. Thank you for calling, Michael.
Welcome. Thank you.
That's Michael out there in Coos Bay, right? Coos Bay?
Yes.
So, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. If you've got a question, training question, or a behavior question, we are here to talk to you about those. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets, no matter what you have. It may be a dog, it may be a cat. Either way, pick up the phone, and let's talk pets.
I'm laughing at these Facebook comments, John. You know, we're live stream on Facebook when we're on air. We've got Mimi the dog trainer as one of the comments, and then someone said, Will Gibson said, sounds like a walrus, that or my mother-in-law.
Oh, geez, don't go there for Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
She may throw you in the oven.
Oh, whoopsie.
Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, more of Talking Pets, and I'm going to give you a little story. So when we come back, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. That animal sound, of course, was a bear. And I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
And this is for Jasmine.
Let me ease your mind, oh Jasmine. Tell me what happened. Oh Jasmine.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica, experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rutheschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE 10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works. rotund rodents from across the state of Texas competed in the Texas Parks and Wildlife's inaugural Fat Squirrel Week, with a squirrel named Chunkosaurus rex taking the top spot. Fat Squirrel Week, inspired by Katmai National Park's annual Fat Bear Week, aimed to find the fattest squirrel across all of the Texas state parks. Chunkosaurus rex, a resident of Dinosaur Valley State Park in the Glen Rose area, was crowned the competition's first ever winner after a bracket-style competition using social media likes as votes. Chunkosaurus rex faced off in the finals against Chunk Norris from Fort Richardson State Park after fellow Final Four squirrels Nutella from Lake Mineral Wells State Park and Stanley, the Texas Tank, from Claiborne State Park were eliminated. Chunkosaurus is a fan favorite at Dinosaur Valley State Park, moving surprisingly fast in the quest for acorns and camper crumbs, according to Texas Parks and Wildlife. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Enough of that. So we've got holding on, actually, Environmental Ed. And hey, Environmental Ed, how are you?
John, how are you? I'm doing fine myself here. How about you folks?
We're doing good. Say hi to Jasmine.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Jazz. What's doing, Jay?
You finally get to talk one-on-one with Jasmine. She's in my chair today.
Yes. Yes,
I'm in the producer's chair.
Oh, wow. This is good.
Yeah.
You know, you got every now and then you got to pass on the responsibilities to a better qualified person. How about it?
All right. Next time I come home to Pennsylvania, you're in trouble. I'm going to sick my cat on you, Shadow.
Ooh, and I'll sick my cat on you, Cat Cat.
Yeah, I know you got Cat Cat. Cat Cat's an outdoor cat that sleeps in his basement.
Oh.
Because it's cold outside.
Is it? So it's feral?
Yeah.
It's
but
a
he's.
Tea.
Oh,
she's friends with him now. So
good.
It's like me and I got a feral cat outside too that I feed, and she's friends with me, but not with anybody else.
Yeah,
they do get attached, which is really cool.
They do.
We got a question that came out of San Francisco today from David, and I wanted to reach out to you on, and it was about fracking. And I know, and I said to David that on your where you live in the country in Pennsylvania, on your mountains there, they do a lot of fracking. His concern was Texas is doing tons of fracking, and I thought as an environmentalist and everything that you might know a little bit, well, definitely know more than I would, but curious, he worried about it getting into the water system, the fracking water, and then Texas, there's a lot of pet foods that are used to make pet food, dog food, cat food in Texas, and would that water be tested or not before they use it? For that purpose. But then on the other hand, we kind of went down the road for cattle, which, of course, would not be tested if ranchers are using that and it's going into ponds or lakes and the cattle are drinking it. What concerns do you think are out there on fracking in those respects?
It's a rather large arena to field this question with them, because every state's a little different, and the gas companies that are involved with fracking, they've taken on more responsibility over the years. By that I mean they've been using casing and concrete to prevent the seepage of water, you know, in and around their pipes, in and around their systems. So they're taking more precautions to safeguard our water supply. Now you get out in the rural areas, of course, and they still use all these precautions, and they've gotten better at it. But keep in mind, every state's just a little bit different, and you know, it comes down to exactly how well they are practicing and safeguarding our water supply. It's the bottom line.
And that's the hard part, because I, without being there or knowing for sure, the thing that I said to David in San Francisco is that it opens up Pandora's box by him calling in, because a lot of people all over the country and all over the world basically listen to this show through social media and then, of course, through all the radio stations. And it does bring up an open concern there about fracking and the water that they use, because in the roundabout way, it's like the circle of life. And, you know, if it hits animals and hits cattle, like farm animals and everything, and domestic animals, wild animals as well, it eventually comes back to bite us, because we eat, you know, beef, and we shoot deer, and we eat deer meat. And so what are we doing to ourselves? I mean, that's the big question.
Well, that's part of the problem with fracking. I mean, it's been discussed for a long time, but they cannot guarantee the safeguards are 100% foolproof. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you bring up a good question there. Probably the only thing you can do to protect yourself is to test your water periodically to make sure you're not picking up any trace elements, of the gas drilling industry or the oil extraction process. And that would show up on a water test. Now, how many people actually do that or can afford to even do that, especially livestock owners? So,
you know,
it makes life difficult.
It's funny that you say that, Ed, because tomorrow morning I have a company coming out and testing my water. Thanks to my niece, Kayla, who just put a whole new water system in her house because her water was not good, where she just moved into a brand new house. So they gave her a coupon for me, basically, just to test my water. But, you know, I can't afford to buy it. But I told them that up front. But they're still coming to test my water to tell me that I'm drinking probably fracky water. But that music means we got to say goodbye, Environmental Ed. But people can reach out to you on talkingpets.com, no G. And if they want to ask those questions, ask them. Send over an email. We got to say goodbye. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Bye, Ed.
Bye, Ed.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.